This time on Culture File, we're taking another step on our journey into streaming arts with film studies scholar Jennifer O'Mara. Together, we've been attending some of the torrent of arts and culture projects that have been forced to migrate online. This time, we're clicking on the Dublin Theatre Festival for two shows whose festival runs have been entirely online. Dead Centre Theatre Company's To Be a Machine streamed to our desks live from the Project Arts Centre. And first, we visit YouTube for a new production's The Party to End All Parties, inspired by the night in 1949 when crowds gathered on O'Connell Street to celebrate the Declaration of the Republic.
Our listeners will join us in asking God's blessing on this Republic and in praying that it will not be long until the sovereignty of the Republic extends over the whole of our nation.
In news productions, they tend to involve real public spaces. They often take place on the streets or in other venues like that. And so that aspect of it would have been the same, but you would have had relatively small numbers of people attending. And yet by streaming it live on YouTube, when I was watching it, there were up to 600 people watching at one time, instead of being guided around the city by these actors. Instead, they were acting directly to the camera, just doing presumably the performance that they would have been doing if there'd been people there. There is that sense of you're watching people kind of in the background and not knowing, you know, do they know they're being filmed? Do they know what's happening? Are they part of this? And I think it did lead to some really interesting moments. I suppose one of the things that I thought was particularly well done was the use of sound. There was a lot of layering of different kinds of recordings, particularly in the opening sequence where you have this woman doing a kind of interpretive dance to what is partly a kind of musical rendering of gunshots, which is being tied to the Easter Rising, and her body is responding very closely to these sounds of gunshots in terms of it looking, having an impact on her body.
That opening section, which was Nandi Bebe dancing, as we remarked when we were looking at the Visual Carlo show, the format seems to really be very comfortable with choreography. It's something that we instantly feel like the liveness adds something to it, but the camera knows what to do with a body moving in a room.
She moves quite a lot through this building that they're in as well. So there's moments where the camera is just kind of following her, trailing her at what is, it seems like, a safe 2 meter distance. And then those other moments where she's alone in this quite clinical space, but she is making full use of it and sort of filling the room, so to speak, like it is a stage.
As long as we've been telling stories, we've been telling them about the desire to escape our human bodies, to become something other than the animals we are.
We looked then at To Be a Machine, which is the other play, I suppose, that we've been attending this week, because both of these are sort of reactions of the Dublin Theatre Festival to the fact that, you know, they're not able to bring people into the theatre. And I suppose it made us focus on the way we're all talking, like you and I are talking at the moment over Zoom, and we have a lot more conversations that are mediated electronically. This is a piece that seemed to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I think it was really, really fortunate timing. So this being an adaptation of Mark O'Connell's book from a few years ago, which focuses on transhumanism and is a kind of non-fictional work that focuses in particular on a lot of the transhumanist technologies coming out of the Silicon Valley.
Before we even headed to the theatre, there was a requirement from us as the audience.
It was an odd experience for buying a theatre ticket in that you didn't receive your ticket until you had uploaded 3 short videos of yourself following their directions. 5 seconds of you, you know, just looking at the camera, then wanting you to laugh for the camera for a few seconds, and then wanting you to close your eyes as though you were asleep. And so all this had to be done and accepted by them before you actually got sent a link. And the link itself only came a few hours before the show, because each performance was very much calibrated with the audience members who were attending. So they it seemed to create a lot of work for them in actually figuring this out.
But I know you don't allow your image, a video image of you, to appear on the internet. So how did you feel about being required to do that, to go and see the show?
Yeah, I wondered how much, like, to what degree they would actually force it. Like, if I hadn't, would they have not sent me the link, or would they have just continued to send reminders asking me to upload things? It very much fit with the premise of this as a kind of technologically mediated theatre production, thinking about whether or not we need our bodies, whether or not we can have theatre without bodies. And a lot of it actually brought me back to, say, early cinema and people like Georges Méliès, who was known for trick photography and for kind of illusion work. And there was a sense of that very much, I thought, throughout this sense of playing with our perceptions, you know, drawing attention to the potential to play tricks on audiences when they're not physically present, when we are kind of slightly compromised in terms of understanding what's happening and our role in that. So I thought they made good use of that.
When I was trying to work out what made these contemporary productions or even internet productions, the thing that's most striking is the way that we are brought into them one way or the other. In the party to end all parties, the we is sort of us in the streets, and those are our streets, and that's us walking around in some sense, and that's incorporated. And then into Be a Machine, the photographs of us are there. And that felt like there's a direction that might be interesting, like how do you blend people into the story in a way that's specifically allowed by being live on the internet.
Yeah, and there have been some interesting examples of this coming from cinema more than from theatre. There have been attempts to make so-called social cinema, where you had short streams of videos going up online, and there were opportunities for the audience to follow this kind of series over a period of time, but also to upload or audition basically for parts of it, and then they would be able to upload themselves doing, you know, lines and things like that, and they could be technically cast in this kind of production. So there is a sense in which maybe you could have more audience engagement by actually giving people a script, almost the same way we got prompts before to Be a Machine, in terms of saying, can you laugh, can you close your eyes, can you just stare at the screen? And maybe that could be taken further in terms of actually, you know, giving people lines to record, or asking people to wear costumes, or, you know, really leaning into that maybe more. And that could be one way of kind of opening this up. It might bring in a different kind of audience, potentially more of the kind of younger generation as well, who are so used to and enjoy uploading content of themselves, you know, regularly to Instagram or YouTube or whatever. So that might be one way to make this work.
I was talking there to Jennifer O'Mara, and the next production we'll be taking in is Eternal, an online production from the Bram Stoker Festival, which starts on October 30th. BramStokerFestival.com for tickets if you care to join us.